Are there any movies coming out worth us getting off our asses and going to the theater for? 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast in studio. Hey. What would you say, like, if we went to one movie this fall, which one would it be?
I think you should go to Roofman, the escaped convict, true story, played by Channing Tatum, Jeffrey Manchester. He breaks out of jail. And he holds up at a Toys R Us.
Oh.
And then he just robs McDonald's in the middle of the night. And he's nice. On the lam. And he makes friends with Peter Dinklage. I think if you go to one movie, just go have fun. That looks fun.
It's like a bad acid trip.
Roofman.
Mm. Roofman.
But is that the kind of movie that would be just as satisfying from my couch? With free drinks and snacks of my choosing.
And a bathroom right there. Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's like...
I'm like, if I'm going to go to the theater and put out some money, which is not a lot, but put out some money, and then I got to deal with strangers and jerks.
You're hitting on the big issue with theaters that theaters are having right now. They've had all year. This has been like a terrible year for theaters. Had it not been for the horror movies, like The Conjuring, Weapons we talked about previously, Sinners, had it not been for those movies, like breaking all kinds of box office records, theaters would be in dire straits. This was like the worst summer for theaters since like... 81, I want to say, or something like that.
Wow.
So the question you asked to start this is like the question everyone's asking. Well, if it's going to be on demand in 2 weeks, why am I going to go out to theaters to do it?
Right. Right.
Just wait 2 weeks.
So Roofman is on my list of movies to see. Not sure if I'll go to the theater for it, but I will see it.
Is it
because
a comedy?
You mentioned it.
Is it a comedy? Drama? How about this? AJ, Baby Driver director, Edgar Wright.
Oh.
Remaking The Running Man.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Stephen King.
And The Running Man. You know, kind of
remind me what The Running Man was.
It's a battle royale to the death. You got to hunt down this guy.
Yeah.
Why is he running? Oh, it's Arnold.
Yeah.
It's
right?
A reality show. Yeah. Arnold.
Yeah. Remember Richard Dawson
was the host? That's right. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
See that on the big screen.
You know, that was one of those movies when you went to see it. It was like, wow, this is great movie.
It was an event.
And then you'll watch it 20 years later. You're like, wow.
You're like a little cringe. Yeah. Like,
the bad guy's name was.
I was really stoned that night.
I enjoyed this.
Movies have come a long way, haven't they?
Was I in a hospital at one point?
I should have just left it in 1986 where it belonged.
Villain's name was Killian.
Who's playing the Arnold part in this?
The guy who played Hangman in
Glenn Powell from Top Gun, the good-looking guy from Top Gun that was in The Rivalry with Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah,
so he's the new running man for this one.
Gotcha. Oh great,
yeah.
He's been a very popular guy the last like 3 years of movies.
They should have Vince Neil do it.
The movie's over in 10 seconds.
3 minutes.
He wiped out and broke ribs.
And he's done. Right, his rib is just hit the floor.
He's out of breath. He hasn't even started, and he's sweating.
Thud. That's what's great.
Okay, so Running Man sounds fun.
How about Predator Badlands? You're on a Predator planet. You got one of those robots from Alien, the Alien franchise.
Okay.
And you got to fight, like, the biggest monster in the world.
Who's being hunted this time? I think that's the Predator in this one is the one that's being hunted by some bigger bad.
Oh, wow.
And they're clearly setting up to have an Alien-Predator New Age crossover.
Right.
Which is what one of the Fanning sisters is playing.
Elle Fanning
is playing the robot in this one that the Predator has to carry around because she lost her legs because she's a cyborg. Because of course that happened.
Oh, sure.
Right. Usually they break a heel.
Right.
Lost her legs.
Twist an ankle.
Right. Hodor
situation. Wow, this is like, hey, we're going full. She lost her legs.
Right. Yeah. Full tilt. Wow.
Looks wild.
Yeah. I wonder if the original was like, hey, then she twists her ankle. Like, no. It's been done.
Right. Yeah.
All right. How about she breaks her heel and twists her ankle?
No.
Something bigger. Right. How'd she lose a foot?
Nope. She can still hop. I like where you're going with this. Dig a little deeper.
I got it. When she completely loses her legs.
Brilliant. It's just the janitor yelling from the hallway. Cut her legs off.
Yeah, the old wife carrying swap.
That actually came from the actor just saying, I don't do cardio on screen. Cannot be running.
I'm not running at all.
Saw one Motley Crue concert. Was like, I'm done. Right. If they don't need to do it, I don't need to do it.
That's right.
What about this smashing machine?
Yeah, UFC fighter Mark Kerr, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, supposed to get nominated.
Are you ready to see The Rock as an Oscar winner? Because that's where we might be headed with that.
Really?
You think so?
At this point right now, because of the hype that came out of the film festivals, I would be surprised if he's not at least nominated, which is surreal in and of itself, especially as someone who's watched wrestling all their life. It's like,
right,
that's the wrestling guy.
Yeah, so, stupid eyebrow raise. Right.
And if he doesn't do it, people are going to be upset.
Yeah.
The flared nostrils. You know.
Well, what did he get? Like, it was a crazy amount of time people stood and applauded. It was like 17 minutes standing ovation or something.
It was longer than 10.
Yeah.
You tell him no.
No, but I'm like, I can't do anything for that long.
No.
This is one of the, like, an issue we talk about all the time is how ridiculous the notion of this film festival standing ovation is. It's like people are standing there clapping for 10 minutes, 12 minutes. The record is like 22 minutes. One this year had a 21 minute. It's like, that's the length of a sitcom. What are you talking about? Well, right. You can't do this for more than like 3 minutes.
Yeah, your hands hurt after a while.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even want to stand up that long.
Seriously. Yeah.
When I'm at a concert and everyone stands up in front of me,
yeah,
I'm like, when are these people going to sit down?
Yeah. I'm like 3 to 5 claps max.
Like, please play a song no one knows so we could all sit.
Done. Paid for the chair.
So this is based on a real life story of Mark Kerr. How close to the pin is it? Or is it little fantasy land?
No, it should be.
Why is Mark Kerr's story interesting?
Oh, man. He usually, his story's great.
Really?
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Should I go just watch the movie?
The trailer, I think, actually does a pretty good job. I didn't see him when he was active, but he was one of these guys like early in the UFC when there was no rules, basically. Like, you could just, however you could defeat your opponent was legal.
Wow.
And he came in as like this really decorated college wrestler. And just completely adapted to just the kind of no rules that they had and became an unbeatable force for a while.
Yeah, things like blackmail, things like that.
Yeah, and then true to life, he's got like a big downfall, a big redemption arc on top of it.
Right,
one of the
so
first
you need
superstars.
All that.
Exactly.
You can't just have it. He comes in and he
dominates. Yeah,
clock.
Exactly.
Right, there's got to be the twist, and then he goes down, mm-hmm. and then he comes back. There's a comeback. There's a happy moment at the end, right?
Supposedly.
Or he dies.
Yeah, or he dies. Yeah.
Either one.
Right.
So supposedly he was, you know, they at least had his blessing, or he was part of it, I can't remember, but he had something to do with at least the beginning stages of this movie, so it has his or his estate's blessing. So
okay.
Oh, so he did die.
I think he's alive, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, like he's so like
his career shot.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mark Kerr is still alive. I'm trying to look that up.
Right.
Alive, but if his estate had to approve, then that means he's like
What?
What?
I like how you just make a sound instead of saying many words.
Right. Not in good shape.
Incapacitated.
Anybody who's gotten beaten.
Incapable of making.
A two-second Google search suggests he's alive, so we can go with that.
He's 59 years old.
Okay.
We're trying for no spoilers.
Right.
Right. We're trying not to ruin the movie.
Exactly right.
But that one sounds, that sounds like a good movie.
Yeah. How about Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere? I mean, have to be the arbiter on that.
We got
to
talk about these movies because I have a hard time watching them. I haven't seen the Bob Marley. I haven't seen the Queen.
Right.
The Motley Crue, Dirt. I thought that was fun the way they did it.
That was fun. Dirt was great.
It was fun.
Yeah.
This one's supposed to be very anti-musical biopic, though. So
I saw the Johnny Cash.
You might like it. Yeah.
I couldn't watch the Elton John.
Did you see the preview for it yet? Did you watch the preview or no?
Of the Springsteen?
Yeah. I saw the one scene where he was buying a car. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Buying a Z28. That's what got my attention.
Yeah, I saw a little bit. It's just tough when you grew up watching the real person. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you watch an actor and I'm like, why do I need to go there?
Yeah. He's still alive. Have him do it.
There's great footage of him in concert. Like, right. He was no stranger to bringing cameras and recording these epic. Do I need?
They keep redoing like the holiest. Like, nobody should do Dylan, right? And then Chalamet did Dylan last year, and then nobody should do Springsteen. Jeremy Allen White's doing it. So Remy Malek won the Oscar for doing Freddie Mercury, like you said, the Queen movie. These guys have done as good a job as can be done. You're right. I'm like you. I don't think anybody should do it, but they've impressed me so far. Jeremy Allen White looks really good in the part. We'll see how it plays. People have liked it that they've seen it thus far, so fingers crossed.
Yeah. I heard the Queen movie was like, conversation in the studio, results in a hit song. Like, now we make this song. Right. And then confrontation in the studio. Yeah. Now we make this song.
The history accuracy is like 30%, too. It's
right.
Like they're constantly breaking up and getting back together. Everyone's like, I thought they all liked each other the whole time.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah, I probably won't go see that one. What's the face, Mike?
Trying what? To get you in the theater.
I'm trying to do it. That's our job today.
Free beer report.
Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast in studio are talking about what's worth going to the theater for this fall. So what do we cover so far?
The Running Man and Predator Badlands seem to pique your interest slightly, yes. But I still haven't won you over yet.
His goal is to get me into the theater.
Right.
So
Battle of the Wills.
Run right there.
Yeah. I want to see Weapons. In the theater.
Yes, I'm so proud.
That was so friggin' great. So
good. Yeah.
So good.
And with the kids.
Yeah, and it did all sorts of box office numbers, broke all sorts of... Your producer wants to go as Aunt Gladys for Halloween, Ruth was telling us, so...
Do we want that announced?
Anymore?
Surprise!
Well, the only reason I said, and I said this to her too, I'm like, I think that's going to be like the go-to Halloween costume this year. Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of people that go as that character, because it's just so... I guess iconic is the word. The hair and the dress and all that, so.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. Yeah. And there was a lot of things I'm watching. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense, but they explained it all in the end. Mm. They kind of go back and sewed it together. Yeah. You know?
It was fun. It was just fun at the movie theater, too, which is like a rarity these days.
Yeah, yeah. It starts creepy, and it just keeps you creeped out the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Life.
Kind of like life.
Like life.
Yeah. What else?
Are you in for Wicked or Avatar? So Wicked 2 or Avatar 3?
Avatar. Oh, any singing? No.
I haven't seen one Avatar movie.
You're not missing anything. You see Fern Gully back in the 90s?
Yeah, there you go. Better.
It's Fern Gully with blue people. That's what Avatar is.
Okay. Maybe better animation and songs.
Yeah, slightly.
And Avatar, the story of Avatar is Pocahontas, right?
It's Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. It's all those.
Yeah. See, Mike is not going to go with me, so you go.
I hate those movies.
You share popcorn.
Yeah. What else?
You want some weird ones?
Always.
Like, would you go to see a weird indie movie?
Yeah.
We have...
What brand of weird are we talking?
I'm talking really weird. So, Emma Stone is playing a tech CEO who is kidnapped by two of her employees... One of them's Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
Because they think she is an alien.
Oh.
This looks awesome. This trailer is excellent.
It's called Begonia because I guess they're beekeepers, but it is a crazy marketing campaign. It's her with her shaved head on the posters, and they have a scene where, you know, they've just shaved her head, and she's like, "Why'd you do that?" And they're like, "Well, so you can't contact the mothership."
Fantastic.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd like that a lot.
Yeah,
end of October. Yeah. Begonia.
Nice.
Will that be in theaters, though, you think?
Oh, yeah. That one definitely.
Will I have to, go to New York to find it in a theater?
On opening weekend, but I would say early November. It's coming here, yeah.
All right.
Emma Stone's a massive star. That's going to hit. You'll be able to find that one.
And Jesse Plemons, too. Yeah. Like, he just looks like a creep in everything. It's perfect.
He's way Typecast. Too good at it. He's way too good at it.
He's not even acting.
I know. It's just the forehead and
it's
the
just
eyebrows.
Just being me, huh?
And that's the same director that did Poor Things and all those weird movies. That she's... Okay.
Total Greek whack job.
Gotcha.
I used to have college roommates of the same kind of person.
I had boss like that.
Beautiful people. Crazy, though.
Good food, though.
And can we just go back to the Springsteen thing?
Sure.
Yeah. Why would they call it Deliver Me From Nowhere? Like, why would you focus on one of his worst, the making of one of his worst albums?
Right.
Did they bring us through Born to Run?
I think so. I'm not positive. But I know originally it was going to be called only Deliver Me From Nowhere. But the marketing was like, people aren't going to know this is about Springsteen inherently, except for the Springsteen fans. So they threw Springsteen at the front of it, hoping that would draw more people in. So now it's called Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
That's a mistake.
Bring people
in. Been Born to Run.
Tom Jones taken.
Born to Run was the choice.
He had all of the pressure on him during the making of that album. He was going to be dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, you squeeze an artist, what's inside comes out.
Yep.
It's true with any human.
Sometimes good, sometimes poop.
but that's the story I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they bring you through that part.
To make or break it.
They make Nebraska.
Yep.
Like, why Nebraska?
Seriously.
Why even Nebraska?
Even the word's boring.
Why Nebraska?
Right. even Nebraska.
How? anyone with a checkbook who's like, yeah, I'm going to produce this movie,
right,
they come in. We got this idea.
What is it?
And my response would be, why Nebraska?
Nebraska is the one over Nebraska.
You could buy Nebraska for a film budget.
Why Nebraska?
AJ gave us an idea for a new segment, though, Mike. Good or poop?
Good or poop. Good or poop. Got to rename the podcast now.
Right. Need a little jingle.
A little sound effect.
Well, your podcast is called Mike, Mike, and Oscar.
Colon, good or poop.
Do you have Oscar picks? Is it too early for Oscar picks?
Not too early. It's done. Go to the bank, bet on it.
Hold on. Okay. Mike and Mike from the Mike, Mike, and Oscar podcast in studio, and they're going to tell us who's winning Oscars.
Nice.
Awesome.
So are you ready to like be upset and depressed? Because that's where the best picture is headed right now.
Really?
Yeah. The Toronto Film Festival just wrapped up, and usually whatever wins the big award there, which is the People's Choice Award, is usually the early front runner and the early indicator for what will have Best Picture success. It's at least a lot to be nominated, and sometimes it goes on to actually win the thing. So if you're betting right now, the front runner is going to be this movie called Hamnet, H-A-M-N-E-T. It's not about catching pigs with a net. It's about William Shakespeare. And his it gets worse.
It gets worse.
I'm in if it's worse. Winning.
I know you're already not sold, but you're ready for more.
Let me see if I can drive you away further.
Cool.
It's William Shakespeare and his wife, and it's about the loss of their child and how that inspired. Hang on, and how it inspires his writing of Hamlet. That won the People's Choice Award. People think Jesse Buckley is going to be a big player and actress. That's the front runner for Best Picture right now.
Wow.
Good God.
Man.
Not very entertaining. Mm.
All of Colorado cried. And when all of Colorado cries, Moonlight wins Best Picture.
Right.
So this was has happened before. Well, it's just the Telluride Film Festival. And like Mike said, Toronto, everybody goes to Toronto. The whole industry goes. So when you win one of those festivals, it matters. But when you win both, that's what's happening.
You think this is a lock then?
It's a big deal.
Hamnet, Best Picture.
Hamnet. Is the front runner for Best Picture. It's probably going to win, yeah.
Something to order at Denny's. I'm Hamnet.
See?
I started salivating. I'm like, oh, it sounds like Hamnet.
That is a movie I wouldn't watch if I lost that. I'm not seeing it.
Right. It sounds like punishment for shoplifting in some countries.
I was hoping it was Dragnet, but with animals. The names have been changed to protect the bacon.
I cut you, you swine. All right, pig squeal.
All right, so Hamnet, Best Picture.
Might be your lead actress, too, with Jesse Buckley there.
Oh, wow.
Did you see Nomadland a couple years ago that won Best Picture?
It was one of the last movies I didn't get through. So there's only a few movies where I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
That was one of them.
Did you stop when she pooped in the bucket?
I don't think I made it to the poop in the bucket.
Oh. That would definitely stick out.
It was very depressing. You know, there was no gears in that. It was one gear, all sad and depressing, and it just emotionally never changed. And we got into where she went to a camp.
Yeah.
And she met some guy or whatever. And I'm like, can't do it.
And the director of that.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
Shoo-in, baby.
No. Right. Wow.
Uh-huh.
You got to bet your house to win a car, but it's still, you take those odds at this point.
What kind of car?
And then actor, you're thinking The Rock?
Oh, I don't know. Do actor and actress are going to be battle royales like the Running Man. AJ.
Yeah, exactly.
November 7th.
Whoever survives it, yes.
I think The Rock's a big player. I think Paul Mescal, who's going to be in Hamnet, is going to be a big player. I think for better or worse, Jeremy Allen White's going to be nominated for Springsteen. He's got a lot of momentum right now.
His name is Jeremy Allen White?
Yeah.
Was he a sandwich?
he makes the Hamnet down at the Denny's.
Jeremy Allen White. I think I'm hungry.
But like Mike said, I think actor is probably more wide open than actress right now, but both of them are not settled at all.
It'd be hard to give The Rock the Academy Award.
Crazy, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nuts?
Yeah. He's made just so much money for people over the years. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to factor in.
I completely agree.
It's very difficult for them to say, hey, we're all about the arts.
Yeah, but he can get for Fast and Furious.
Let's give it to the guy who asked if you could smell what he was cooking.
Right. You know? I smell something different. It's,
I think sometimes those people, it takes, they'll give it to them, but it has to be, you've got to do this a couple times. You can't just do it once and then we're going to hand it to you.
There's definitely something about having to like pay your dues and earn your way up. So that's definitely has been held against people in the
you
past.
You tell him no.
Well, he was the tooth fairy.
That's true.
You know, that's like, true.
He earned his stripes.
That's true. To get to a real
he actually took the teeth out.
He punched him.
Right.
Again, you were saying people aren't going to theaters. He's just made so much money.
You know, Tom Cruise brought people to theaters. Yeah. He's nominated him for S.
That's yep. true.
Honorary Oscar this year, though. This year. Mike and Oscar's... 8-year campaign finally worked.
Nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's getting an honorary one at the Governor's Awards, which is usually held the night before the Oscars or the week before.
Cameron Crowe was at a dinner party sitting next to Clint Eastwood, and Clint Eastwood, you know, Cameron Crowe's like, I don't know what to say to Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And Cameron Crowe is just sitting there, not saying anything, and Clint Eastwood looks over at him and goes, Tom Cruise. It's like,
Nailed it.
I'd be like, senior moment.
I know him. Yeah.
Senior moment.
Imagine that. Yeah, Clint Eastwood just looks over. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Did you ask yourself one question?
And they had this conversation about 100 years from now when everything falls away, that'll be the career everyone looks at and says, that's the career right there.
Guy's in his 60s and he's still doing all these live stunts in real time, falling from planes and going up cliffs and stuff. It's
big time producer. Yeah. Yeah. And you look at where he started in stupid movies with crooked teeth.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, sliding across the floor in his underwear.
Losing it. Yeah. Losing it. The world's worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one?
Losing It. It was a movie about...
That's the world's worst movie?
A bunch of teenagers go to Mexico because they want to have sex for the first time, and they come across, obviously, a
hooker.
Was this
like early in his career?
Yeah. But hey, what's the name? That Haley kid, the scary-looking kid in the movie, and he thought it was Frank Sinatra. Was that so stupid? Yeah.
Act like I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a movie in the early 80s. It was called Losing It.
Losing It.
And it was about a bunch of guys. They go to Mexico.
But hold on. Let's go to our horrible movie expert. Ruth, have you seen this?
I saw this a really long time ago. I don't remember much about it.
It's a one and done. Yeah, because it stays imprinted in your head and you're done. Exactly. But I had that.
It's his third movie.
Yeah. Like Hurley.
It's his third acting credit.
Yeah. And he's got the crooked teeth and everything. Like, he's like the heartthrob in there. And but they go over there to have sex, and they go, of course, a whole bunch of things happen. They get chased by a bunch of Mexicans. It's very predictable. It's very predictable. Right. Yeah,
it's like Mission Impossible with crooked teeth.
Yeah, but is it the Jackie Earl
Mexico? Can you have sex in Mexico?
The Jackie Earl Haley guy is in it.
No, it's Mission Super Possible.
Right.
Sex in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. Mission Likely.
Yeah. Mission Likely. Yeah, it was called Losing All the Money That the Studio Lost.
I think he's 19 years old in this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Shelley Long is in it, too.
That's it. I knew there was someone in there. She plays hookers a lot. Yep. Yeah.
This has been another edition of AJ Describes a Movie from Memory.
AJ needs his own IMDb.
See, this is a good podcast right here.
We need a segment where just AJ describes movies.
Cool.
What are you guys talking about on the podcast next, do you know?
We're doing Boogie Mike's rewatch series of Paul Thomas Anderson's film, and he's probably going to win Best Director, by the way. So we're finishing that up. We got
One Battle After Another comes out the end of this month and another week or two, and it's supposed to be like his big opus, his big epic. Leo's in it. It's a politically tinged action movie that Paul Thomas Anderson's never done before, but he's the guy who did Boogie Nights.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting. But again, it's another one that a lot of people, it hit the festivals. A lot of people had a lot of good things to say about it. So we're excited for that.
Wow, nice. Well, thank you guys for coming in. The time always goes by quick.
It does.
It does, yeah.
We enjoy it. Thank you.